The first of three straight draft budget days began this week in Tiny Township with adjustments and challenges made straight out of the gate. Faced with a daunting percentage before starting the meeting, an alleviating announcement was made regarding a recent $77 million injection by the province that would address OPP billing for municipalities across Ontario. The impact on the municipal tax rate lowered it to 7.17%, with a blended tax rate increase of 5.837% to residents. Those figures were tempered by Mayor Dave Evans, who put forth a reminder that the initial estimate would change over the 3 days. Nine groups were represented for the annual request portion of the agenda preceding draft budget discussions, ranging from high-ranking services like Georgian Bay General Hospital Foundation and Southern Georgian Bay Physician Recruitment, down to smaller causes such as the Culture Alliance in the heart of Georgian Bay. The largest discussion was drawn to the Economic Development Corporation of North Simcoe, who, despite providing a well-documented business plan, stumbled for 25 minutes as their request for $87,000 from Tiny Township was viewed as unfair. Of the four partner North Simcoe municipalities in the EDCNS, Tiny held the smallest commercial tax revenue generator at roughly $160,000 in 2024, but was asked to contribute just behind Midland, $120,000, and well ahead of Penetanguishene, $68,000. "I have no doubt that the Innovation Hub will be successful," said Evans, "but I think you're being a little audacious asking us to be the second largest supporter of something that represents such a small portion of our commercial tax revenue." EDCNS Treasurer David Potter countered that despite the population-based funding formula used, Tiny looked to gain $500,000 at best within a year's time. Other discussions were less contentious, with high praise and a look at expansion given to the Busk Till Dusk program, and a further question toward community reach if they would consider a Balm Beach transport to Midland similar to the town's pilot project this year, making it a two-way contract. Deputy Sow Haley LeBlond, also the corporate services director and treasurer, explained that the OPP figure, estimated at a $451,000 budget decrease, would adjust the overall taxes but wouldn't be addressed in the presentation due to its late announcement and that the previous rate would be used as noted. Pressures on Tiny included increased insurance costs and a decrease in the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund grant, but savings were anticipated through estimated taxation growth to the township in 2025, increased Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund, and a county relocation of township internet technology services. The draft net operating budget was anticipated at $14.8 million, which is the tax levy that we have to collect, said LeBlond. The 2025 draft budget can be found in the agenda page on the Tiny Township website. Archives of council meetings are available to view on the township's YouTube channel.